Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been about 6 months since Maine experienced its deadliest mass shooting at a restaurant in a bowling alley in Lewiston. The alley owners now say they're ready to reopen this Friday. Maine Public's Susan Sharon reports.
There's a beehive of activity inside Just-in-Time Recreation. Workers are testing out the brand new bowling equipment and scoreboards. Everything looks and smells brand new. Owners Justin and Samantha Jarray were here the night of the shootings. They lost good friends, people they loved. Justin says it was a traumatic, life-changing event. He couldn't imagine reopening ever.
A few days after, I was still against the idea. I didn't want to do it. I didn't think I could step foot in here.
But then he says he felt the presence of Bob Violette, one of the 18 people killed at the bowling alley and at Schmengi's Bar and Grill that night. Violette and his wife Lucy, both in their 70s, had been longtime devoted volunteers who coached a kids' bowling league. Lucy was also killed.
I just felt him pushing me and telling me that, you know, we needed to do this for the kids, and he wasn't allowing me to not reopen. And so we made that decision.
Since then, the Jarray say they've been touched by the outpouring of support they've received from Maine and around the country. They had only purchased the bowling alley in 2021. But for more than 30 years, this has been a place for kids to come for birthday parties and for adults to meet up with their friends. Many took to Facebook to share their memories of this neighborhood fixture.
So there was somebody that commented on there about how she had her first date with her now husband here.
They're still together.
Yeah. Just like hearing other people's like memories and how they want to make new memories and just them sharing that is awesome.
The Jarray say they're also grateful for the Community Resilience Center in Lewiston, where they go for counseling and group therapy. Justin says counselors have helped him with his anxiety and difficulty sleeping. He's determined to move beyond the worst night of his life.
I mean, we can't live in fear, and this is our opportunity to offer a space for people to come and have a good time and be with family. It's tragic, but we can't let that define how we move forward.
And for some in the community, part of moving forward involves legislative action. Maine lawmakers recently passed bills that would strengthen the state's yellow flag law and expand background checks for private gun sales. Lawmakers did not move on a proposal to implement a red flag law, which would allow family members to ask a judge to remove guns from a person in a psychiatric crisis, something that family members and friends of the gunman reported to police before last year's shootings.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
It's looking great. It really is.
Back at Just-in-Time Recreation, Josh DelFonso is anxious to get back to his regular routine. He's the bowling alley's mechanic and a longtime bowling leaguer himself.
All the upgrades are going to be awesome for all the public, but also make my life a lot easier out back.
The grand reopening is being planned with the city of Lewiston as a community celebration. And Justin Jarray says he was heartened to learn that Bob and Lucy Violette's family is on board with the plans. He says when they stop by to check out the new bowling alley refurbishments, including additional security cameras, the first thing they asked was, "What can we do to help?" For Here and Now, I'm Susan Sharon.